As Harry entered Flourish and Blotts, the manager came hurrying towards him. "Hogwarts," he said abruptly. "Come to get your new books?"
"Yes," said Harry. "I need—"
"Get out of the way," said the manager impatiently, brushing Harry aside. He drew on a pair of very thick gloves, picked up a large, knobbly walking stick, and proceeded towards the door of the monster book's cage.
"Hang on," said Harry, quickly. "I've already got one of those."
"Have you?" A look of enormous relief spread over the manager's face. "Thank heavens for that. I've been bitten 5 times already this morning."
A loud ripping noise rent the air. 2 of the monster books had seized a third and were pulling it apart.
"Stop it! Stop it!" cried the manager, poking the walking stick through the bars and knocking the books apart. "I'm never stocking them again. Never! It's been bedlam! I thought we'd seen the worst when we bought 200 copies of The Invisible Book of Invisibility. Cost a fortune, and we never found them. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?"
"Yes," said Harry, looking down his book list. "I need Unfogging the Future by Cassandra Vablatsky."
"Ah, starting divination, are you?" said the manager, stripping off his gloves and leading Harry into the back of the shop, where there was a corner devoted to fortune-telling.
A small table was stacked with volumes such as Predicting the Unpredictable, Insulate Yourself Against Shocks, and Broken Balls, When Fortunes Turn Foul.